Hello everyone and welcome to the Eagle Tavern. My name is Cookie Dough. And we are all here supporting Miss Anaconda. So I just want to announce real quick. I'll close my legs first. Sorry. I'll take a breather. So what I would like to say is Raphael Mandelman, who is running for District 8 supervisor, has his campaign in the house. Hi. Let's hear it for that. Wake up. This is a rock and roll party. Okay, this is like rock and roll. I was in a gown all day. I didn't wear a gown here. All right. And then also Jamie Wolf, running for San Francisco Board of Education, is in the house. I hope their people are shouting. All right, we've got some rock and roll music. Hi. Hi, Jamie. Nice to meet you. This is Jamie.
Board of Education.
Absolutely.
One of the only credentialed teachers that have actually taught in the classroom. Thank you.
Awesome. Yes.
And here to support Anna.
And here to support Anaconda for her birthday and her bud for District 6. My campaign's over. I am running for Grand Duchess, but that was a long time ago this afternoon. So what I'd like to do is introduce a band who's a friend of mine. Please give it up for Gunpowder!
Staring at this prison walls. we're gonna do a little bit of rock and roll coming up next. So. If you haven't bought a beer yet, this would be a great time to do it. But even more than that, if you haven't supported Anaconda, this is even a better time to do that. So, all right. We'll be right back. door and started to mate. So, we got a special treat for you folks today. Our CD's out, but we haven't made it into a hard copy yet, so we're giving you cards away, and these cards have the whole CD. Go online, you get the whole damn thing for free. That's our gift to you.
Thank you.
You ever have a boss you want to tell to go get fucked? No, nobody's ever wanted to say fuck you to their boss. Oh, thank you. I thought I was alone on that one. All right, this song's called Organize, and it's about telling your boss to go get fucked.
Yeah.
speed it up just a little bit here. Song from our first album called Basic Needs. And you might want to hold on to something because we don't always know how fast this one's going to come out.
Thank you.
That's a lot of work playing guitar and singing at the same time. I don't know how these guys do it, so I'm going to take a break from that now. So, this next song we're going to go to is called Kill the Clam, but before we play that one, I want to introduce the guys here. We've got Sammy Sixing on the guitar here. That's right. We got Al Yippie Kaeda on bass.
Yippie!
Yeah, he's the newest member of the band there. And we got Pancho Lamonte on the drums. We have the legendary Doc Sauter on the rhythm guitar. Formerly the legendary Doc Sauter on the bass guitar. And I'm Major Eric Core. You ready to do some killing? All right.
Walking on the ground, it's a mess, it's a mess.
We got one more song for you. Before we play that song, remember to vote. Remember to get out there. And we're gonna do a song by Matt and Lottie that you guys already know. But we're gonna do a version some of you may not know. When this band released this album in the United States, they had to change it. And we're gonna do the Australian version. Some of the lyrics might surprise you a little bit. That's right. Okay, some of you won't be surprised.
Thanks for hooking that up. Awesome. Totally. Can we hear it one more time for Gunpowder, please?
Yeah!
And I have more cards for the to download their CDs. I almost said album. That's how old I am. But I didn't say 8-track.
No. You know what? I used to try and learn my German lessons by taping over an 8-track and let it run all night long. It's true. Wow. That's how old I am.
Well, back when I used to turn the Victrola.
I remember phones that went ring, yeah. Ring.
I remember sitting on the washing machine.
Oh my God, I remember that too.
Okay, people, wake up.
I know. They probably can't hear us after the dulcet tones of Gunpowder.
It's true, that's good, that's good. Well, why don't we talk about your t-shirts?
All right, so one of the things we still have to do is get just about enough money, so we need a little more to do our mailings for my run for District 6. We've gone from the tranny joke candidate to someone who actually has a really good chance of winning. And we've done it by concentrating on the issues such as decriminalizing homelessness, creating safe injection sites. And also we had some ideas about how to make the Tenderloin better, like possibly a grocery store for the people who live there. I think it would be a good thing to... Oh, sorry, little gas. Is that from the pressure earlier? God, that was a big burrito cooking.
Awesome. I feel bad.
So we have three different shirts and some other things at the table. That is for a donation of $20, and then there's one for $30 and one for $40, of course, depending on how much you want me to win, right?
So, a lot.
But more than anything, thanks for coming out. I appreciate you coming here. And happy anniversary to the Eagle once again. 30 years of the Eagle. I think I was literally blacked out on the patio for most of them.
Really? Well, you know, I did come in here. I think it was 1981 was my first time I stepped in here. So.
Really?
Yeah, with my first partner.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I was 18 and he was 32.
We got Rice Krispies.
It's our hip-hop number.
Hey.
Why don't we take a break, let them get some drinks. We're gonna come back with another band called Agar Agar.
Yeah.
And they played for me at the at Chemo's, and we had to have them back. They're awesome.
Yes.
Music?
Maestro.
Music maestro.
Thank you, John.
All right, we'll see you at the back table, too.